I am recording.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Sick Nasty Dogs podcast, episode 12. I'm your host, Brandon, and I am here with my brother, Perry.
Hey, what's up? Hey, by the way, I actually listened to an episode for once. No, I listened to an episode.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, and you said 11. You said that it got mistaked, like the last one that we posted.
It was.
No, I distinctly remember we had one before. I just think that you lost an episode.
I didn't lose a single episode. I double-checked this because it was driving me crazy. I didn't even have a blog post. It was the exact week that was the week before was number 10. So it had to be 11.
It had to be.
Yeah. There were no extra blog posts. I think because you were gone for two episodes, you just had no idea what episode it was.
That would be an accurate statement.
That makes a lot more sense to me.
Now I feel like a jackass. So
That's why I didn't bring it up. I was like, it makes sense he would have forgotten, so I'm not even going to... I just wanted to make sure on the blog
that
people understood.
I
told them it was episode 12, it was not episode 12.
Apparently.
This episode is episode 12.
Is it? Really? Because listen, when you're 12, wrong, I need to point it out.
Of this.
I need to point it out publicly.
And I'm not running out of stuff to say, so...
No, that's true. You never do.
And eventually this will become a Trailer Park Boys podcast where I'll just talk about that show for a while.
I wouldn't mind that. I like Canada. Anyway.
Nova Scotia. Free Nova Scotia.
Good segment.
Do they say that there?
They might.
They want to be free?
Nova Scotia is kind of by itself. I think there's like two Apple stores up there. So, I mean, that's like barbaric, right?
I mean, like they're like neighbors to Maine.
That's true. And they do have pretty good lobster, I've been told.
We probably get good lobster there too, yeah.
I know, I've heard it's the main event.
I bet they go to Nova Scotia for lobster.
I like how you didn't even mention my awful pun right there. That was very nice. That was good.
I was just trying to relate to our Canadian brothers.
Okay, you know what? Maybe sisters too while we're at it.
So what are people bitching about on the internet today?
Hey!
This segment of internet bitches.
Wow. Or bastards. Come on, Brandon. Again.
No. I don't know any bastards that are complaining online.
There actually are quite a few. This is kind of an interesting trifecta of things that have been going on that have been really stupid recently. So, getting right to it, the first thing that happened was, now most people probably don't give two shits about this because it's a girls' cartoon show, and let's be honest, it is. It's for little girls.
My Little Brony?
My Little Pony came out with, I guess, a character... The character's name is, I wish I actually know. Was it Dipsy, Dinky Doo, or something like that?
Is she supposed to be gay or something?
No. The character is, called Ditsy something or whatever. And it became a Where's Waldo sort of thing. The character just would randomly pop up in episodes. Now, the name of the character came from fans. They called it... They actually, Derpy, that was the name of it. Derpy, whatever. Derpy Hooves.
This is starting to sound like a 4chan thing.
Yeah, so basically, they named it Derpy Hooves, and they actually put her into episode. And she was, in the very first part of it, and she talked, and they called her Derpy, and...
Isn't that weird that they took cues from the internet to make a little girl's cartoon?
Well, and we're going to talk about that.
It seems like a dangerous thing to do.
And what they did was, she had an accent where she's like, duh, I'm so sorry. And it was like, okay, well...
It was like she was full-blown retard.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so what happened...
That's really dangerous.
It is, no. And apparently everyone
can't go full-blown retard.
That was a bad idea.
Can't do it.
Maybe you should stop saying that. I'm just going to throw it out there.
It's funny.
No, I don't think it is.
It's a funny movie.
Anyway, but basically what ended up happening was that they made that episode, and then very quickly on iTunes, it got changed. They redid the voice work on it. She has a normal voice now. Her eyes aren't crossed anymore because they were before. And now it's just, they don't even mention her name. They don't even say Derpy
anymore.
So
what you're saying is she had to have plastic surgery to be normal.
Well, I mean, they had
and
to
And like
fix
all
it.
The other ponies.
They had to fix it.
That's disgusting.
I know. Well, and so you apparently take the side of, I'm not going to say Brony because it's all.
You're going to say I take the side of the Brony. I don't even watch this cartoon, but I love the fact that there are a bunch of dudes that watch it. That makes me happy. Even though I have no interest in it, it makes me happy that they're a hardcore fan.
Can we just basically get past the point where it's a good kids cartoon show? Yes, it was intended for girls. It's a funny cartoon show, and there's
no. Happening. Those guys are definitely freaks. They're freaks for liking that shit. And why? The only reason I like that they exist is because now I don't feel like a freak for liking Avatar: The Last Airbender.
That's why would that make you freaky? There's a lot.
Well, because it was a little kids cartoon. You're watching a Nickelodeon, but it was so good.
But
Now there are people who like My Little Ponies. God, I feel like a genius compared to them.
You like Justice League. That was made for kids.
Whoa. That's from the god, Greg Weisman, all right? He does not make children's cartoons.
He makes cartoon films. Yeah, you like Ben 10.
Well, Ben 10 was Joe Casey. Again, an adult comic book writer.
It was for kids. He was a child in it. The character was a kid.
But it was Joe Casey and the whole Man of War crew that made I Kill Giants.
Listen, the whole point that I'm getting behind this, though, is that once they made these changes, though, to this character, they all of a sudden were like, well, now they've taken it from us. And they wrote, like, all this, like, hate mail, and there was, like, these campaigns to save the derpy character.
What a bunch of crazy people.
To me, my first question is, like, I didn't even really understand derpy, if that was a bad thing or not. Does that actually mean someone's retarded? I thought it just meant
stupid. I believe that's a medical term.
It's
only for doctors.
Right. I mean,
anyone else uses it, it's offensive.
Correct. And so, but here's the thing, like, so you don't get the name. That's not even that big of a deal. But just to be angry about it. Now, that was that. But then some other good stuff happened. Now, you and me both have been playing Mass Effect 3, right?
Oh, yeah, people are raging about the ending.
Right, exactly. And
which I've still stayed away from, so I will be surprised and angry with the rest of them in, like, another week or so.
Right, but they've been angry about the stupid thing. And, again, there's a petition, and then there's also, like...
Did you see BioWare had to release a letter? Like, the executive producer of the game or something was like, listen, you know, the ending's the ending. It's our ending. It might not, this is not going to be the last time you see Shepard. But this is our ending. Deal with it.
No.
And I was like, man, that guy really defends his story. No. Like, that's BioWare really wants their story.
It wasn't that they had to come out with something. They just
No, I never said they had to.
You said they had to. We can rewind.
No. I said he felt obligated to, like, speak to the fans.
And from really, everything
I don't think he needed to.
I think from everything I've been hearing, there's going to be DLC anyway. So you are going to see stuff that happens afterwards.
Right, but that DLC stuff barely moves the story forward. Yeah. Like, it could be about anything.
I mean, but it was just ridiculous. And then, last but not least, now, I didn't listen to whole stupid shit about this because I'm not that interested in it, but there's that new Ninja Turtles movie that's coming out. I guess Michael Bay is producing it, or he's just involved in it somehow. And I guess they changed
the... He's producing it, and I'm pretty sure he's getting another person to direct it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but the big thing that I guess came out of that is that Ninja Turtles are going to be from space, right?
Yeah.
That was it. All right, so to me, being like a humongous Ninja Turtle fanboy, like I watched that cartoon religiously when I was a kid. I had like a gazillion of those stupid action figures, and I read the comics.
Yeah. We were all included in that. We had the same childhood.
I think it was like one the toys, video the game comics. That we didn't get or something.
I had the crappy comic when I was a kid, though. I read the Ninja Turtles Archie comics.
Yeah,
awful.
I mean, like every single video that came out, we bought it. There was like, and they were all awful. They were all bad.
Whoa. Turtles in Time is one of the greatest games ever. A lot of them were terrible.
No, they were really
terrible. No, Turtles in Time was so good. It was the biggest time sink of my childhood.
And then, again, people are upset about this, like, because it goes against the canon, the almighty canon, which I could give two craps about.
Well, and I have something to put into that, because before this movie even came out, there was Kevin Eastman... started writing a new series, the original writer, and he completely redid their origins. They were not mutated turtles exactly. They were reincarnated souls from ancient Japan who got into these mutated turtles.
I mean, that's
and it was crazy, cool. I like it. Cool. It's a very cool new idea.
Why couldn't they just actually have been Renaissance painters that ended up in these turtle bodies? That would have made more sense.
Well, that's what doesn't make any sense. Well, what's a ancient Japanese warrior like naming all of his children after like Venetian painters and shit? I don't understand that part at all.
Because he really
makes more sense
them.
When he's a sewer rat.
No, he really liked them.
But so now they're not just like, you know, mutated animals. They have human souls. So it's really an interesting thing they're doing.
Yeah, whatever.
They have these flashbacks and they start to relive their old lives. It's really cool.
It was silly to begin with, the whole concept of a giant turtle fighting with ninjutsu.
Well, I mean, like, I don't have problems with somebody changing that story. I just have problems with somebody changing it to something bad, and that sounds bad.
What? Aliens?
Like the aliens thing.
That's kind of beside the point. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to
take that's the only point I have to make about it, is that I don't like it that it's that, but he could definitely change it and it wouldn't affect me.
But here's the thing. Do you know it's going to be bad? You haven't actually
seen it. I don't know. And I'm going to see it, because just like the, remember the CG movie that came out like 3 or 4 years ago? I thought that was going to be terrible and it ended up being really good.
Yeah, I really liked that one. I thought it was fun.
It was fun. It sort of took place after Shredder was gone. I loved the whole story.
It was just fun. But my big point about that is that you're not going to take up like a freaking sign and like boycott or petition or just make a big stink online, are you?
As long as they have the Triceratons. If they don't, I'm gonna go on strike.
And that basically brings
up, I need the Triceratons, Paris.
Is this why fandom is so awful and why people hate nerds?
You build a universe around every single book that you read, and at a certain point, like, you know, everything becomes sacred.
Well, but do they even have a good say? Like, you could basically be like, yeah, that sucks. But there's a difference between saying I dislike something and then going out there and being like, no, they need to change it. They need to make it fit my view, my world. Like, this is my world now. Like, you took out my character. Oh, you didn't give me the ending that I wanted. Well, now you need to change it. Like, does that make sense as far as it goes?
I think that's generally everybody's reaction, unless somebody writes something so powerful that they're just like, yeah, we all sort of agree that was really, really well done. Like when Brubaker brought back Bucky and then eventually had him become Captain America. I don't think there were very, very few critics of that. And I thought that was very surprising that like Brubaker kind of had unanimous support for that character until recently, when now people sort of hate it again. But
yeah, but one of the things about those comics, too, is you say that you think that the audience had an influence on it, but a lot of times the editorial staff, it's a decision made by a team of people. You know, that one person's writing that
comic. Well, no, you have editorial input, you know, your art squad input, everybody's got it.
So they might have just been like, yeah, let's bring him back, whatever, just to, you know, bring up some sales. But to be completely honest, though, as far as this stuff goes, like Mass Effect 3, they knew what the ending was going to be. They had to end it. And you didn't get the ending that you wanted. Big deal. You know what? I wanted Romeo and Juliet to live happily ever after, but that's not going to happen.
Well, they do in my version.
I know. That's why you've got that great
fanfare. That's why you always keep coming to my version.
I know. I really enjoy it. Oh, man.
And weren't there three things you were pissed off about, or nerds are pissed off about?
That's the three things. It's stupid. My Little Pony, Mass Effect 3.
Oh, My Little Pony was, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3, and then this. And it just keeps happening. I mean, I didn't get really upset in Downton Abbey, spoilers, when What's-Her-Face and What's-His-Face getting up marrying together in the stupid Christmas special. Why did that happen
finally? Oh, you.
Took forever. That's believable. Although most of the show isn't really that believable, but I still love it.
Next, we'll be talking about Upstairs, Downstairs.
Oh, can we? Can we talk about Emma? Yeah. Well, we can talk about Emma, though. That's a comic that has to do with a lot of the same themes.
It's nothing to do with any of these themes.
No, not the... What, about... Downton Abbey? It's like exactly like Downton Abbey.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Upstairs, Downstairs.
Oh, well, it's similar.
That's what we're talking about now.
Hey, I don't know enough about that British show, right?
All right.
I knew it was from Britain, though.
So nerds were angry about all of that stuff.
Well, that's my point. Well, I'm trying to get your sense out of it, dumb butt. What do you think? Do you think it's all right for people to get upset like this and actually, like, you know, start making these super petitions? Granted, it doesn't really do jack shit.
Well, until we have some sort of creative co-op society where everybody physically owns everything that they've loved in their childhood, then we can never agree.
What do you think?
Because you'll grow up and then you'll have no control over somebody completely raping your childhood. As that was actually the quote from the voice of Michelangelo from the second movie when he was talking about Michael Bay. He said that Michael Bay was raping his childhood.
Well, that's the thing that sounds so funny. People,
I'm like, you're not even a fan. You were part of the industry, and you're being so angry about it. I don't like Michael Bay, and I will never say I do, but people are so whiny.
Well, that's my point. It's like, and that's a phrase that comes up. People say that stupid raping my childhood. Raping? Really? More like they're just, changing
well,
it.
Well, in terms of Indiana Jones 4, that was rape. No. I'm pretty sure that Spielberg went to jail for that. I remember
that. And again, that's another thing. That wasn't that big of a deal. It was another movie. It came out a lot longer. And guess what? I guarantee you that kids are going to like it, just like they're going to like the damn pod race scene in the stupid first Star Wars movie. They're going to like that pod race
scene. Not if you watch it machete style.
They're going to like it.
You know, have you heard of machete style?
No, I haven't. I don't. Do I want to know what machete style is?
Yeah, this dude, I think it was a dude on Reddit, basically said.
Oh, so this is going to be good, apparently.
Yeah, there's one way to watch
it. It's on Reddit.
This is probably going to eat up the rest of the show just talking about it, but I wanted to mention it because I don't think...
Can I just say something right before you start talking about something about a guy who did something on Reddit? You realize that that's where most of these idiots live, is on Reddit. Reddit.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's Reddit.
I'm happy to say I don't go on very often, but when I do, I see some really cool stuff. And this one, is basically this guy came up with this... So obviously, it's, you know, consensus 1, 2, and 3 are terrible pieces of shit. You know, Shakespeare's shit actually wrote better sonnets than anything, you know, Anakin says in any of the movies. That was a weird metaphor.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Anyway, so basically he sort of has a solution to that, but the problem is, because only the edited versions exist now, you know, you could just not watch 1, 2, and 3 and be happy with it, but you have all these weird things they've added in.
Right.
Like, you know, Anakin's ghost is now young Anakin and stuff like that. So to explain, so you basically at least need some explanation of who Anakin is.
Yeah.
As in the, like, you know, first three movies. So basically he says, don't watch the first movie. Everything in it is pointless, bullshit, not worth even watching. There's, like, nothing worth it. And it's the worst of the three anyway. So how about not watch it? And then you start with episode 4 and 5. Then right when Vader reveals that he's Luke's father, that movie pretty much is over. And then you go to episode 2 and 3, and then you watch episode 6. It's really weird and convoluted, but I like the idea of it.
That's stupid. All right. That actually is another thing we talk about at some point. You know the guy who made, Topher Grace? He actually is getting...
Oh, no, I remember that. That's actually related because it happened very recently.
Yeah, he edited Star Wars down to... And basically got rid of most the first part of, like, the first movie. And
I would love to see that edit, but he's only with him and his friends.
But see, here's the thing. What Topher Grace did... That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. He's taking something that he liked. He tried to make the movies better. All right, cool, whatever. He's not even, like, mass marketing it. It's just got out to the press because he invited bloggers and whatnot. But people liked it. All right, cool.
He just did it in his own time because he's a fan.
And he's gonna edit some other movies. Awesome. What the guy who did the machete thing, that's stupid. All right? If he had actually edited something or done something, like, cool. I've actually seen, like, an edit of this first Star Wars movie where all they had to is make the kid, Anakin Skywalker, all his lines are in it, and everyone else's lines are cut. It's really weird. But, the point of that
You know what it is? Reddit is the internet's version of, the Talmud. All these people, and, like, rabbis arguing back and forth about dumb internet bullshit, and they, like, siphon it down to these, like, nuggets of wisdom that really don't mean anything, and it's a Talmud for the internet.
I'm so glad that, like, the one other Jewish person who's listening to this totally gets that. He's like, I get it. Oh my god, I relate.
For non-Jewish people, the Talmud would be the book that where rabbis would argue with each other about laws of Torah and blah, 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 blah.
They don't care. And if they care, there's Wikipedia.
Anyway.
But the point is that it's stupid, right? So you agree with me. It's complete horse ass, and there's no reason to get so upset about this stuff. Let me give some people advice out there, all right? If you see something you don't like when it comes to nerd shit, we're talking about sci-fi, fiction, stuff like that. Not really important problems, because there's other ways to react to it. But if there's nerd shit, if it's your favorite TV show, and somebody doesn't do something that you like in it, you don't have to like it, but I also don't have to hear about it.
Yeah, welcome to the dog pound. Woof, 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 in your face.
Wow, I like that. That was very good.
Right? No, the segment where we get angry.
If we could actually have, like, a little button I could press and then actually play that.
Why don't you set that up?
I don't think I know how to.
You're the worst producer ever.
I'm really bad at a lot of things.
All right. Well, onto digital comics news. And that's where you press the digital comics news button. This, like, lady with a sexy voice would sing it sexy, and then that. All right. That's where you put that, though, all right?
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're doing it. So, digital comics news. There are a lot of interesting things. The biggest thing, though, this week was Marvel's Infinite comic thing that they're doing, which is basically a way to sell you the digital copy of a comic and the physical copy of a comic, make you buy both of them separately and then use them together with augmented reality.
Okay.
That's basically it. So, like, say you have the physical comic, you go to the Marvel Comics app, you open the digital comic, and if you're holding it over using the camera on certain, like, panels, shit's supposed to happen. And they haven't really said exactly what, but it's some sort of augmented reality that makes it better.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems super gimmicky. And, like, somebody put it in an article really well that it's a solution to a problem that nobody actually had in the comic industry. Mm. Like, they weren't looking for some special gimmick to sell. All they wanted was somebody to draw a comic specifically for a tablet-sized device. Because right now, it's, you know, once in a while you have these shitty double-page spreads that are impossible to read on a tablet comfortably. That's all I want digital comics to do, but people seem to be doing all this other weird stuff.
Well, my thoughts then, as far as that goes, is that maybe double-page spreads are going to be, they're going to get rid of them.
I mean, I think that's exactly what needs to happen for digital comics. And there have been a couple experiments in that. Batman Beyond, like the comic, they're making it specifically for, like, the iPad, it seemed like.
Well, but the Comixology app also, you know, breaks it up by panels, so I mean, it works that way.
I like to see the whole page once. Would you see the benefit in seeing the whole page as opposed to just, like, one panel at a time?
I mean, I'd rather just see the one panel at a time. My biggest problem with the one panel at a time thing is the resolution always seems to be kind of messed up. You know, like, it's more pixelated. So it's kind of like a quick job. Now, I think that they're getting better at it, but I also haven't read a digital comic in a long time. Like, the last one I read, I think, was, like, when they were doing the whole 52 thing.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
They actually just had an update for the high-res iPad, which I was able to get. And... oh my god, like, the comics are such high resolution now.
So they actually updated the DC app for that and the Marvel app for that?
The Marvel app, DC app, the Comixology app. Dark Horse hasn't updated yet, though.
I thought I just saw them get an update.
Well, maybe Dark Horse did do an update then.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's one of those things that's good because you're going to get much better quality out of it. And also, I think because of the screen size, it makes the iPad the best way to read comics. Even with those graphic novel things that the Nook and the Fire, right? The Amazon Fire.
Kindle Fire. Yeah. No, I agree with you. There's actually a woman wrote this blog on comic book resources, I think, and she took a Vertigo book, a physical one, and then she took the iPad. And this is before the high-res iPad. So she just took, like, the same version on Comixology and compared them. And the detail and the shit that you could see in the iPad was so much more pronounced. So, like, the digital version looked better than the physical copy. That's what we've come to at this point.
Well,
where it's... I mean, like, and that, maybe it's unfair to compare it because Vertigo uses kind of shitty paper stock, but
But again, you know, the problem is that you're looking at an LCD screen, and over time that hurts your eyes.
I already wear glasses, so I don't.
I mean, there's benefits and there's pluses and minuses to everything. I don't think print's going out for comics anytime very soon, but yeah, I mean, eventually, sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm not hating on Marvel because I like that they're trying, but I think they're going in the wrong direction.
It's interesting because as far as the whole publishing thing goes, I like how DC and Marvel both what they're doing is
they want to save the print for some reason.
Well, no, they're the monthlies, yeah, but at least for the graphic novels, I like how they're coming out with the soft covers and the hard covers. So they make more money off the hard covers because they make them a little bit more special. They look a little bit nicer. And then you have the regular, like, ones where it's basically, like, you know, that's something you would probably just give to someone who's, like, sort of interested.
And then the premium, like IDW's Artist Editions.
Or, like, the Absolute copies and whatnot.
Wally Wood's EC Comics.
And there's something to be said for that, because, really, when you're buying a comic on Comixology, and we've talked about this at length, so we're not going to get fully into it, but when you buy something off Comixology, you're renting it. You're not buying it. You're renting.
Renting everything, though. You're renting anything you buy on iTunes, or, I mean, you're only purchasing a license.
Well,
you don't own anything.
The difference between iTunes and Comixology is that I physically have a copy of a format, so I can actually get it. It hasn't gotten to the point where everything that I buy from iTunes just stays in the iCloud. I can still download a copy of it. With Comixology, if I want to get a PDF of my Marvel comic I just bought, that ain't happening. It's not there. There's, like, no way to get that. It just stays within the app. So that
there are some companies that were working on that, but none of them have been able to compete with
comics. Well, and there's a reason for that. The comics companies are afraid that people are going to pirate it, and they will, and they already are doing it. I mean,
that's, yeah, they are.
So, I mean, and granted, music companies already have that problem. The good news is they've actually been able to work people into doing the whole iTunes thing, and you know what? It's good for them. I mean, that's basically the way it is. Now, as far as renting stuff goes, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but I'm not going to buy a majority of my comics through digital because of that. It's just a rental. Yeah. And if I want to read it again. Now, that being said, the monthly books, I mean, yeah, you got your collectors out there that actually keep them. I don't see the point in it, honestly. Now, I mean, I just went out and I got, like, the new Adventure Time, too, and we'll get into a little bit of that later. And I got
it's a little too pricey, but, I mean, it's good, yeah.
But I got the special edition cover, because I really like the artist for it. You know, looking back on it, it seems kind of silly, because even though I really like that cover, I'll be pretty hard-pressed to try and keep it, like, pristine, because I'm awful at that.
I treat monthly books, at this point, as garbage. Like, I love them, but I only read them maybe once or twice.
Well, and that's the hard thing. It's really tough throwing out a comic book because it's something that has art in it. It looks really nice.
But
I don't like tossing.
You're going to get the trade when you want to keep it. That's what I've been doing for a long time now, and it works pretty well.
I guess. I mean, at that point, I'd rather just buy the trade first time. But even those, I mean.
And then you could do that too. But, like, there are a lot of books that I just like to read monthly.
I
should probably buy more trades because I end up getting trades of the stuff I like anyway.
Well, I mean, I would prefer more digital stuff because it just take up less space. I have too many comics as is. But, you know.
And I haven't been to a comic book store in a long time, and it's only because I've been getting everything on my iPad. I like getting it straight on my iPad without having to drive there.
I think that's fair. I mean, from what that sounds like to me, that what you're doing is you basically are one of those people that actually buys your comics through graphic novels mostly now, and you get most of your stuff from digital, so that is renting. But
yeah,
the difference I kind of feel about the renting thing is, as long as Comixology stays around, and it's pretty much on every, like, mobile platform now, I think it's on the Android as well as the Apple iOS, so you really don't have to worry about that as much. It's not that big of a deal. You are renting it, but you could get it on your computer, you can get it pretty much all over the place. There's, like, every single platform has it. And that's really the big benefit. Because to me, what I always thought should have happened is that Marvel and DC should have basically pooled their resources together, said, we're going to make an electronic device like the iPad, and that's what everything was going to have comics on. They didn't do that, so Apple stepped in and made that device for them.
No, it basically, people prophesized that something like this would come along.
Oh, it's going to happen for a long time.
They were like, oh, it's going to be some sort of tablet thing. It'll be like an e-reader, and then, you know, but it'll be color and all this other. It's like, oh, yeah, whenever that'll come out.
I mean, this was happening way before e-readers. I remember when I was in elementary school, you could actually get, like, a ton of Spider-Man comics on CDs.
On the CDs, yeah, I remember.
Right.
Read them on your crappy CRT monitor.
Yeah,
they're terrible.
CRT.
And they'd have sound effects built into them.
All right, the thing is, Brandon, CRTs, they stopped making those things, like, not that long ago.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Throw them all in the trash.
Okay.
Oh, but here, on a more profound note, I have another story.
Okay. Good segue.
It was a good segue.
Really,
but
was
it's,
it?
It's still digital. Have you heard of the company? I think they're called Digital Manga Library, something, or DLP or something
that
like
sounds
that.
Sounds awful. That's an awful name.
It is a terrible name.
I don't even know what they make.
They do the real outside the box go-go kind of manga.
Go-go? But,
you know, like the indie stuff.
I know. When you say go-go, I see you think of the 70s.
Well, I think it's Gogoro or something like that. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've read any of those magazines because they're a little weird. But basically, they publish comics in that vein.
Okay.
And they're on every platform for e-readers and stuff like that. Hmm. And recently, they were kicked off of Amazon's Kindle store because this is the only thing they got. They put out like a press release about it. It said that they had violated some sort of pornography clause or something.
Well, can I ask a question real quick?
What's up?
Are they on the iPhone?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So, pornography clause, huh?
So, no. This is basically what it was. They don't have any pornography that or anything that even resembles that. What they have is yaoi manga. They don't even have yuri. They don't even have ecchi. There's no hentai. There's only yaoi. All
right. Well,
and so, but things that think basically what everybody's saying is because there are a lot of, you know, other novels and things that are 100 times more graphic on, you know, in the Kindle store.
Let's be a little bit more exact. So yaoi is gay porn, right?
Well, it's gay love.
Gay love. Yeah. All right. Whatever. It's two guys.
Man love.
All right.
Good. And there's usually like a pretty deep story like intertwined with it, but yeah, it's always
around like some sort of relationship. I would hope there'd be a story, all right? Just porn for the sake of porn, then maybe they have a reason to kick them out.
That's why I like preface it by saying it's not like there's not hentai on there. It's yaoi's like a
and hentai is just like porn, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So basically, comics about gay relationships were banned from the Kindle store. And I'm sure there's going to be enough outrage because everybody's been talking about it now, like on like Reddit and all this shit. I'm sure it's gonna like they're gonna get enough back blow that they will, you know, put digital manga back on their store. But it's just funny that I don't know who like went to them and said like this has to be taken down.
The Kindle Fire has that deal with DC, right?
Yeah.
There are DC gay characters who make out constantly.
Yeah,
right.
That's why I don't understand. It's very weird that they considered digital manga like to be like trying to sell pornography. And I bought stuff from them, not in yaoi. They have some other good stuff, but like
I wouldn't care if you bought the gay love stuff, Brandon. We're all open here.
Loveless was a good series, but most of them are pretty awful.
I'm sure there's probably like tons of good ones.
Banana Fish was pretty good too, actually.
There's
Yellow's
actually
not that bad. Hey, stop getting me to name all of these.
There was no. I was trying to think. There's actually like a gay like sci-fi story that's out. That's gotten a lot of press.
Banana Fish was the.
I haven't been able to read it. Yeah, but whatever. So, but to me, that's not even such a big deal. It's just two characters, and they happen to be gay. It's not that big of a deal. The thing that actually kind of upsets me about it is that they automatically. Like, that's one of the reasons to get rid of it. And why comics? There's so many gay characters and gay romances
and I was going to say, there's so many graphic, not to say there's pictures in them, but novels that are very lewd. And, you know, nobody has any problem with any of that stuff.
Well, of course, because one of the biggest awesome things about these e-readers is there's no covers on them. So if you want to read your trashy romance novel, gay, lesbian, straight, whatever.
Right, but if you're, you know, you still have the pictures if you're reading a comic.
Well, who cares? Stop reading over my shoulder. And also, why are you always looking over my shoulder when it's at the naughty bits, all right? It's like you know.
Listen, I know. I wish that, you know, children had to gouge their eyes out when I was looking at porn on the bus. But apparently that's against the law.
Apparently it is.
I'm just trying to keep them safe. I don't want them looking at it.
I know. Jeez, Brandon. Ugh. We gotta keep the world safe.
I'm trying to save all the children.
I know.
One egg gouge at a time.
And also the 70-year-old virgins. Those guys really can't take that shit.
Well, I'm not going to watch out for them.
Oh, well, I mean, that's why we're doing this, right? I mean, kids can't read. They barely remember anything anyway. I remember last time
our school systems failed us.
Brandon, do you remember when you went to Disney World and you were like 5? Do you even remember that?
No, we went to Disneyland.
No, see, you don't even remember. All
it was
right?
Disneyland.
You don't even remember. That was $1,000 wasted on you because you're a stupid kid.
It was Disneyland. We went to California.
Memories. You don't have them. You barely remember it.
I just corrected you on it, actually.
We could have just put you in a Mickey Mouse hat, told you you went to Disney World, and they just built that lie every year after year, and you would have actually imagined it up. And you would have had, probably had a better time.
You're having one of your memory episodes again.
You probably would have had a better time. And now, in fact, I remember I went to Disney World 7 times when I was a kid, and each time was better than last. Each time was better than last.
Sounds too many times.
It sounds like, yeah, maybe it does. Don't take those memories
from me. Sounds like a few of those times might have been delusional trip on PCP.
Well, why does it have to be PCP? Like, why is that, like...
White man's crack.
How do you know I'm white?
I just assumed.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should check again, jackass. Oh, alright, so... But they took out the Yowie. Is that how you say it? Yowie?
No, they didn't take it out. They took out... They dropped the whole app.
Right, no, they dropped the whole app. So, but the iPhone still has it, right?
Oh, the iPad has it too. I have the app.
Android still has it?
What?
Well, I mean, you could still have the app, but they just got rid of it.
Android couldn't get rid of it.
That's true. That's,
I don't know, well, if they, no, that's I don't know if they ever that's, made it for the Android. No,
Google can pull apps from the Android marketplace.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure it's still on Android if they had it.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know. I mean, to be completely honest, Apple's pretty uptight about this stuff. Like, weren't they having, like, I remember when the App Store first came out, wasn't there, like,
tons maybe of- Apple's cool and they understand the difference between porn and Yowie.
I mean, or maybe they just don't give two shits.
Maybe they don't understand it so much they don't even want to think about it, so they just pretend it's not happening.
I mean, I guess negligence? I can't even say it right. That's awful.
Negligence?
Oh, thank you.
Sounds like negligee. I think you would remember that.
Is that something that someone wears? Is that like men's lingerie?
Not anybody that you know.
Whoa. What does that even mean?
Move on to another subject.
All right. You're negligee.
I don't know.
What's your next story, Brandon?
So you went back to a comic book store.
Oh. Oh, okay. So you're done with the digital comic stuff? There's nothing else to say in the world of technology?
There are a few things, but, I mean, I read the new Brian K. Vaughan book, Saga. There's a lot of breastfeeding in it. I was offended.
I mean, that's rightfully so, because you have breasts.
But... I love the art. It was Fiona Staples. Have you heard of her?
Yeah, actually, have you noticed that Brian?
She is delicious.
Brian K. Vaughan always seems to have like a woman artist working for him. Like, because if you look at
Next book he should do with Kate Beaton.
That
would be some deep writing.
No, I still want Kate Beaton to write everything she does, but. No, but
oh, geez.
He did Why Last Man. That had a girl artist on it, and she was actually really, really good.
Who was the girl artist on that?
I don't know. I don't remember people's names. I barely remember Vaughn's.
Maybe it was the same. You know what? I think it's the same woman, Fiona Staples.
It might be. And then also, well, if that's the case, that makes more sense then, because I was going to say also Runaways had a woman artist on it.
No, too, but that was Eminem's, Stuart Eminem's wife did that.
Yeah. But so that's the same person, then that's really not a trend for him. But otherwise, I was just like, huh, that's kind of interesting.
And it's also a Vertigo book or something. I don't know.
That's Vertigo. It's Vertigo. I've seen it. I haven't picked it up. I was interested.
There's some clunky dialogue, but you know what? This is the first like Brian K. Vaughan in a while.
Yeah, but
so
here's the problem.
I love the story. Just weird.
It's called
dialogue.
Saga, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is.
Okay, you name something Saga. I'm sorry. I'm going to read it in a graphic novel.
You're going to read the trades?
I'm going to read it in a trade because it just
issue read pretty well.
It does.
It's a good story.
It looks good. It looks interesting. I'll read it in a trade because it just makes more sense to me.
I might actually think about doing that too. I bet it'll come out in a really beautiful hardcover.
I'm sure it will. And so if you can name something Saga, I'm going to read it in a trade. It makes more sense.
Brian K. Vaughan's stuff is always so long.
If you're
better off reading it in trade.
If you make a book called Trilogy and you come out with 4 parts, you're doing something wrong.
That'd be a good trilogy, though.
That would be awful. That isn't a trilogy. It's not a trilogy. There's 4 parts to it.
Trilogy question mark? That's why I'd do it. That's how I'd cover all my bases.
That's how you actually cover it? I mean, that's actually not bad. That's how you always do like end movies, too. I feel like more movies should actually end with the end question mark.
All right. Well, yeah, Saga was probably the only thing I felt like talking about. I read a lot of good stuff. But
No, wait. I think I've got something here. Or you have a movie end, and it doesn't say the end with a question mark. It has the thing that says continue, and it has a countdown.
Are we done?
No, I mean, it's pretty good. You put a little
that was painful.
What? I think you put that would be great. That would be hilarious. And even says, like, continue?
So why'd you go back to your comic book store?
Oh, yeah, so that's what I wanted to talk about. Thanks for that intro, Brandon.
Blow my brain.
No, I actually... Oh, Brandon. We all know you don't own a gun. You'd have to, like, harpoon yourself. What? That's good. Dead air. Anyway, so I went back to a comic book store for, like, the third time in a row. Like, in for 3 weeks straight, I've gone back to a store.
What are you buying in for 3 weeks in a row since you read, like, 2 books?
So that was the thing. So what actually made me go back to the store to get it was I got the first Adventure Time. So I guess it wasn't 3 weeks in a row. It was
Did
like
they triple
month.
Ship the one book you read? Oh!
Oh! Wait, what? No, so anyway. I went out and I got the first Adventure Time a long time ago. Then a month later, the second one came out, so I picked that up. And then I saw that Bride Story was out. And that was by one of my favorite authors... can't remember her name.
Is that Top Shelf? Because I think I saw that.
No, Bride's Story is by the person who made Emma, which is about the...
No, I mean, like, it's the publisher.
No, it's Yen Press.
Okay.
All right, so, but they came out with their little story, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Like, the cover... Well, and here's something I'm going to mention, too, that kind of annoys me, but I'm okay with it, too. But, so, the book, A Bride Story, is really beautifully made. It's a hardcover, but it's kind of small.
Isn't that a shoujo?
No. Well, it doesn't even matter if it was. I'd still
all
read
right.
it.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Jeez. All right. Let's all calm down. All
right.
Jeez.
All
right.
I thought that's all that Yen Press put out was shoujo.
No, actually, they do a lot of boys' comics, too. It's called Yen Plus or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway. But, so it's really nice. The cover, I don't know, what do you call, like, the what's over the cover of a hardcover book? Is that a cover flap?
The dust jacket?
The dust jacket. Thank you. That's very nice. So the dust jacket looks really fantastic. So what I always do whenever I get one of those hardcover books with the dust jackets is I always open it up and I want to see what's underneath the cover.
I always rip it off because I want to see if there's art.
Right, exactly.
Art. Yeah, and then I want to display that instead.
Everybody does that. And
well,
then,
I mean, it always pisses me off when there's nicer stuff underneath it.
Right, and so here's the thing. There's nothing underneath it. At least, not that I saw. I didn't take it off
that.
Fully.
I hate when that happens.
Right, exactly. It's like you're opening up a present and you get... It was brown. I was like, oh!
My favorite time that happened was I bought one of the Alan Moore Swamp Thing omnibuses, volume 2 or 3, and I took it off and there was like this beautiful like engraving of Swamp Thing on like a green back and like it looked so much better than like the smushy art cover.
Well, yeah, it's like when I got Mass Effect 3, I quickly changed the cover so it's now it's FemShep.
FemShep, yeah. A lot of boxes on video games do that now. It's weird.
I actually like it. I like having the ability to do that. And it doesn't really cost them, I don't think, that much more, maybe, hopefully.
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't really care. But I like having FemShep as my
cover.
So
you ended up there back 3 times. How did that happen?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I drove.
Do it, then.
I drove. So I got the Bride Story 1. And so, well, I got Bride Story 2 because they didn't have the first one in stock. So I read that. I was like, damn it, now I need to get the first one. The guy at the comic book store said, we're going to get it next week. Came back, I got that one. And so now I'm in this awful cycle because guess what's coming out next week?
What?
Bride Story Part 3.
Hey, I think you might have become a comic book store customer again.
What? I can't. This. How did this happen?
That's my question. You're taking your money for an entire month.
How is this happening to me? I'm buying things again. And the problem is that I actually did have a chance earlier today to get the third issue, or graphic novel thingy. I was able to get it. I could have. It was right there. But I wanted to support the local business instead of the big corporate business.
Oh, now you're getting to be too much, you know? I stopped reading some manga online to try and support the American stuff, but I'm not going to start buying locally. even with the manga, I'm doing it all digital.
Well, so
it's so much cheaper. $5 for a trade.
Well, I got a question about that.
So cheap, Perry.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second because I think we can actually talk about that for today.
But okay.
The interesting thing is that I've gotten back into going to comic book stores. And do you know what? The strange thing about it is that there's a whole bunch of superhero stuff that's out there. But I just still don't really feel an interest to buy it. So if it wasn't for like this cool, interesting stuff going in there, I probably wouldn't have come back. And the only reason I go there is because it's more likely for them to have exactly what I want.
Well, I could tell you plenty of weird stuff that isn't superhero-y in the world of comics now.
Oh, no, there's a couple good things that came out there. Like, King City just came out, and I really want to pick that up. I just didn't
Ooh,
have the money for it.
Saucer County.
Hmm. I don't know.
It's all about people who get abducted.
That doesn't interest me. But King City does. That was done by, I think, Brandon Graham, maybe. Maybe that's the wrong name. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But King City is a good comic. And I got it when it was a... I read it when it was like kind of like a mini thing online. That's where I originally had seen it. Or it came from Oni Press, maybe, too. But they also put something out in Tokyo Pop. So it's been, like, through all these publishers. And now they made this big, like, omnibus sort of thing with Image, and Tokyo Pop both made it. So I'm really interested.
What are you talking about? Tokyo Pop, like, is bankrupt.
Well, yeah, Tokyo Pop is gone. But I think because...
Well, they're not gone. They're bankrupt. They're trying to come back.
Right, right. Well, what happened with Tokyo Pop is that I think they originally agreed to publish King City. And the guy wanted to move and do it with someone else. So I think they have to still... He still has to go through the channels. Again, I don't know this for sure, but that's one of those bad things that happens when you sell your rights to people, you know? You don't have full rights to publish. I know with Image, typically, you pretty much can print out whatever you want. I don't know if there's any, like, specific things, like, about if you make a movie or whatnot, they get a cut of that. But, you know, again, that's between them and their contracts. But... yeah, it says Tokyo Pop, and it also says Image on it. So there's two publishers, so I don't really get that. But I figure it has something to do with licensing. Anywho, but that's all business crap. I was just interested. It was nice going back to a comic book store. It was really nice inside that store. Got my comics. The guys, they were pretty cool. Liked my
Castle Crashers. Culture is always fun. That's what I'll miss. But I won't miss spending way too much money on shit.
Yeah, I don't mind playing. I don't mind supporting a store and paying that full price. Now, the only thing I could say to that, though, is that so for Japanese comics, I like supporting the store for it. For web comics and stuff like that, well, I saw some web comics in this store. I didn't kind of want to buy it from them, though, because I still feel like if I buy a web comic book,
the money doesn't go back to the creator as much.
Right. I feel like
it doesn't. Yeah.
Right. I should just buy it straight from them. And not get it through there. I feel like the books that go to comic book stores for these webcomics are just there for advertising. That's really what they're there for.
Now, when it comes to manga, and I think most of the companies are trying to do this now because Viz is doing it, they are all completely undercutting their paper, you know, brethren. All
right, and
they
actually something I wanted to talk to you about real quick.
You know, like, what is it? A Naruto trade is like $7-$8 for a hard copy. It's $5 for the digital. And
so,
it's a lot cheaper.
So the whole... Shonen Jump Alpha is out.
Shonen Jump Weekly.
Alpha. It's called
whatever
Alpha.
The hell. Weekly Shonen Jump Alpha.
Are you buying that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Is that how you are getting your comics now? Like, two weeks behind?
For all the comics that were going to be in Shonen Jump Alpha, I swore them off from Scanlation sites, because I really wanted to read it this way.
A legitimate idea. Huh. So
I basically, for 2 weeks, I had to read the same comics, but then after that, it's just been really fun the way it works. Plus, I don't even know, have you read, they put in these one-shots, and I know you like One Piece. Last week they had a Toriko meets Luffy comic that was really funny.
Yeah, those.
And I don't know if you've read that on your own, but they printed it in. I mean, they put it in the digital thing in the iPad that I read. It was really, really well done.
And it's on the iPad. So here's the thing that interests me about the whole thing. I feel like that if they could bump it up like to a week behind, like they do it 2 weeks behind.
They've explained why they can't do that. And it's like a combination of they want to have a buffer for when there are breaks. Like, if there's a break, it could end up being only a week behind at some point.
Okay, so...
That they don't want to take a break for.
Okay, like, so and I
they
got you.
Have to,
so,
and they want people to understand that Golden Week is there.
So they don't want to have to break the same time that the comic actually has to break.
Right. They want to have a buffer in case they want to actually release in a week. And not explain to people that there's a Japanese holiday that week.
Interesting. All right.
Fair and that's sort of the point that...
I mean, they're making good points. I mean, that's not a bad reason to do it. That's fine. But you know what the interesting thing is? I really wonder what, as far as dealing with that, is that going to be the best way to deal with Scanlations? Now, granted, I think that Viz does a better job of doing edits on the comics than pretty much any Scanlation group out there. Now, yes, I'm sure there's some really great Scanlation groups out there, but I think Viz does a good job of cleanup. I think they do. Do they keep the sound effects in, or do they actually put them? They put English sound effects in there.
They do a mix of both on their signature stuff, like on Excel Saga. They leave the Japanese ones in.
But I mean, to on, me, like, I kind of always
Shonen Jump stuff. They take it out.
I always liked seeing the actual. I always liked seeing the Japanese sound effects just because they look really kind of cool. But it doesn't break it to me. I feel like
it doesn't for me too. As long as it's reading it in the correct direction, because you know they're making panel flow in that mindset. Why would you change that?
But my biggest problem is that because some comics are done by fan translations, they have this unprofessionalism of them, where basically they have this. They say
fuck all the time.
Right. Exactly. They say the F word all the time. Yeah. They say all this cursing. And I get it. Naruto, I guess, is supposed to talk kind of punky, but he's not going to say stuff like that in English.
Sasuke would say fuck all the time.
No, I could see Naruto as a kid being like, well, what the hell is this? This is stupid. You're going to hell. Stuff like that.
Inuyasha did not yell Kagome. He used to yell fuck over and over again. And it was the really lewd comic, so they changed it to just screaming out Kagome's name.
Yeah, but
I heard that.
Even in the Japanese.
I heard that. Rumiko Takahashi told me that in person.
She did, didn't she? I hear she's got a sailor mouth. She's just like, fuck this shit.
Exactly. All the time. Richest bitch in Japan.
I mean, you didn't know that Rama one half is actually Rama fucking one half.
Richest bitch in Japan.
Wow. Actually, I hear she's kind of nice.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Anyway. But, so you're getting that. So that's my interesting. So that was the guy what I kind of want to know from you, if you're getting those, if you're getting the digital copies now. So that, to me, that's actually pretty cool. Because I thought the alpha one was, they were actually going to mail you something every week. And I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy.
No more print editions. So it's funny. Like, I started with them on the print editions. I sort of got off of it because they started doing comics that I couldn't stand, like Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
And you'll finish with them when they just download to your mind.
Oh, that'll be good. Well, I mean, they're doing it so well. It's like every week around like 10 a.m., I pop into my Viz manga thing, and there's a list of all the issues of Weekly Shonen Jump that have come out.
And how much does that cost?
It's like $25 for the year.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to get that.
I mean, it's so fun.
Yeah, there'll be
eight comics that, I mean, I think there's a few comics you don't read, and that's probably the biggest problem with this. It drops you off 2 weeks behind, which means you have a lot of chapters to catch up on if you don't read.
I mean, completely honest, I'll probably still always want to keep up with what the Japanese like are at, but I could always use this to reread comics that I really like.
So this actually is, the way they're doing it is a lot more of a rental style than any other app, though. You'll only keep it for a year.
Yeah.
And then I guess that issue will go away after keeping it for a year.
That's fine. That's fair.
I mean, the way they explain that is because when you're getting Weekly Shonen Jump in Japan, it's considered trash. And if you want to keep it, you buy the graphic novels.
Right. Those are printed on better paper. And honestly, like after reading it a couple times, the ink wears out and it looks like shit.
Oh, it's new stock. The Japanese use new stock.
Well, it's worse than new stock. It's pretty shitty.
I mean, the ink. I mean, I remember because I used to keep a bunch of those.
The
books,
only thing that's worth and they keeping, all got nasty. The only reason you keep those are for the color pages. And in that kind of case, I may actually recommend trying to rip it out or somehow and get
them. Well, I used
out
to collect them because they were hard to find, like in Virginia.
Well, that was a while ago. Now you can get them pretty much. Yeah. You can find it. There are bookstores.
Now I can find them at any convention, so I don't even bother with them. It's funny.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much going to do it for today's episode. Did you have anything else you want to end on? Angry Birds Space.
Remember to rank and review us like cattle on iTunes.
How many people do we actually have downloading this? Can you actually see that?
Yeah, I have a thing called Feedburner that tells me that.
Okay, how many people actually listen to this?
I think top, it's been 14 people.
14 people, huh?
At the top rank, yeah. I mean, pretty good.
Well, I should actually advertise this.
20 million listeners come into that. I come right after Rush Limbaugh, so I get all of his...
All that stuff.
No, really just 14, though.
We need to get, I mean, if Rush Limbaugh pushed off all the slut people, then we need to get that.
And what we need to do is get those ranking things that we give to people on the street that basically pick up broadcasts, and if somebody happens to be listening to our radio show...
That seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot. That's what marketing people do for radio now.
Yeah. Does Rush Limbaugh have to do that?
Yeah, but he actually just lies about it. There's no verification for his 20 million. Like, because he's been saying that for like 20 years.
All right. We don't need to get into his crap shit. Whatever.
I'm just quoting Adam Carolla. He said there's no possible way you could actually know that.
I do like Adam Carolla, though.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good guy.
That's a furry man. That's a very furry man.
Loved by every side because no side understands him.
I don't understand him. All right, see you guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.